You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony provides a truly holistic overview of health and vital well-being that will assist you in living your best life. Each week, she brings you fascinating topics about the Law of Attraction, Eastern medicine, as well as energy medicine that will help you to release physical and emotional blocks. It's time to create a truly magical life full of abundance, health, love, and happiness. Dr. Tony has the answers you have been waiting for.
Welcome to Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony. Thank you for sharing your time with me today. I absolutely love supporting people who are motivated to cultivate more gratitude in their life, which in turn will lead to an overall happier and healthier lifestyle and improve many aspects of your relationship as well. And today, I will explore exactly how this is possible. Between the science behind gratitude, the mental and emotional benefits, physical benefits, and even ways you can start to practice gratitude more in your daily life, I am going to really cover it all. But my ultimate goal for today is to help you become more grateful. Remember, the law of attraction states that gratitude is an essential component for attracting good stuff in your life. The more you are grateful for what you have, the more you attract things to be grateful for. And that is why I make building gratitude habits part of my daily life. Now take a moment and think about this. When was the last time you took a moment to ruminate on all the good things in your life? If you can't remember, you're not alone. Between jam-packed schedules, caring for others, and the never-ending daily list of chores, we tend to forget to create time to take a break and breathe. Unlike other beneficial health practices, cultivating gratitude practice can be done in very little time with no costly devices, memberships, or equipment. Gratitude is a strong and deeply rooted emotion of appreciation. It originates from the days when our survival depended on the help of others. The positive feeling of gratitude can inspire us to show appreciation, which in turn will make others more likely to help us again in the future. This is perhaps why today we feel the most grateful when we give or receive an act of kindness. According to psychology research, gratitude is a social emotion that signals our recognition of the things others have done for us. But a more detailed definition is provided by the Harvard Medical School, and they write that gratitude is a thankful appreciation for what an individual receives, whether tangible or intangible. With gratitude, people acknowledge the goodness in their lives. As a result, gratitude also helps people connect to something larger than themselves as individuals, whether to other people, nature, or a higher power. So if it's been a while since you evaluated the good things in your life, a simple way to start is to think of three things that have gone well for you and identify the cause. Go a step further by imagining what your life would be like if these positive events had not occurred. Too often, we reserve gratitude for the momentous occasions, but in order to reap the benefits, gratitude must be practiced daily. This can take the form of writing in a journal, making a note on your phone, writing yourself an email, or writing a note to someone in your life about why you appreciate them. But for best effects, I recommend you write them down in a journal. Robert Emmons, a psychologist and author of Thanks, How the New Science of Gratitude Can Make You Happier, reports that merely keeping a gratitude journal can significantly increase well-being and life satisfaction. Now, how you want to start your new habit of gratitude is up to you. The only thing that I ask is that you commit to the activity and do it daily. Darwin himself suggested that humans and other animals share the same emotions, even the more complex ones such as jealousy, suspicion, emulation, gratitude, and magnanimity. More recent research has proven Darwin's belief correct. By studying animals who cannot express gratitude through verbal language, scientists have found the act of reciprocity, meaning the practice of exchanging things with others for mutual benefit, at the heart of gratitude behavior. As humans, our ability to express our emotions through language, reciprocity, and gratitude often go together. When someone's kind to us, we return the favor. That is a form of direct reciprocity that we expect. Interestingly, as recipients of acts of kindness and thoughtfulness, we are more likely to help not only the person who bestowed the kindness, but a third party as well. This ripple effect of indirect reciprocity is a powerful tool for cultivating gratitude. Gratitude involves a humble recognition that we are interdependent, that we need one another. In fact, The strength of this recognition has led to a movement, Pay It Forward, whereby strangers perform acts of kindness with the hope that others will do the same. Give it a try. Find one person who you can do something for without any expectation of them doing something in return. Here are some examples. Buy the person in line behind you a cup of coffee. Send someone on your team a note just to say thank you. Write a positive Yelp review about your local business that you like. Let someone go in front of you in line who has only a few items. Leave a gas gift card on the gas pump. Return shopping carts for the people at the grocery store. There's really no limit to what you could do. Do something unexpected and watch what happens. Even though we think of gratitude as an emotional state, it also enhances cognitive functioning and decision making. In fact, feeling grateful enhances function in regions of the brain governing social bonds and our ability to read others. That is why for gratitude to have a positive impact, a person must first become aware of their emotional environment and how they interact with it. Having a baseline understanding of why and how feelings arise when they do, what habits have been learned or cultivated as a reaction to this or as means of dealing with them, and knowing where changes need to or do not need to take place is emotional intelligence. The good news is that it's been proven that increasing gratitude can contribute to overall heightened emotional intelligence, as it calls into question the baseline of awareness of emotions and how they impact any given situation. For instance, asking, am I grateful or am I ungrateful? It opens up the inner emotional dialogue, causing us to pause and assess our feelings honestly before acting and expressing them. The many different understandings, definitions, and expressions of gratitude make it difficult to measure on a scientific scale. Yet neuroscientists have discovered ways to measure levels of the hormonal response in areas of the brain which are stimulated by and during an act of gratitude. This has allowed us a closer look at the psychological and emotional benefits of practicing gratitude, something which before might have seemed slightly intangible. One of the hormones the scientists measure is oxytocin. Oxytocin is nicknamed the happiness hormone because of its association and release during sensations of happiness or intense satisfaction. It is produced by the hypothalamus and secreted by the pituitary gland, and it also plays a crucial role in childbirth process and helps with male reproduction. Another great thing to note about oxytocin is that it directly counteracts the fight or flight hormone, directly affecting and reducing stress levels. Isn't that amazing? Completing an act of gratitude is just one of the more casual ways this hormone is released. The very nature of neuron responses in the brain means that it's through repetition and familiarity that the patterns associated with gratitude and oxytocin release become strengthened, forcing lasting pathways for its transmission. As such, this enables us to make a more reliable baseline supply of oxytocin, which over time causes the gradual increase in overall contentment and happiness. Another feel-good chemical which the brain releases during acts of gratitude is dopamine. Dopamine turns our brain's learning center and allows us to feel more energized, motivated, and content with our present situation. This in turn leads to heightened levels of concentration, which causes higher levels of productivity and thus increases overall work-related success and happiness. Dopamine is also considered the most important chemical reaction in the body when it comes to initiating action. This means increase in dopamine levels occur when the surge of adrenaline makes you take action for the first time on a long-time project. And that makes you more likely to get up and do things. It's like your brain saying, okay, let's do this again. Now, there are numerous ways to practice gratitude, and one way is through our senses. By using our senses, that means sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell, we become more mindful. Embracing your senses allows you to utilize tools that are already available to you. As you go about your day, notice things from a sensory place. How do things smell, or taste, or feel? You can tap into these sense memories anytime to help you invoke feelings. Here's some examples. It is no secret that we're happier when we're surrounded by beauty. What beautiful things are you surrounded by right now? A colorful trinket on your desk? A scenic view at a window? Did you know that we're hardwired to respond to music with emotion? Take a moment to consider a song or a sound that brings you joy, comfort, or peace. For example, the tap of your pet's paws on the floor as they dance with excitement when you return home, or the pitch of your chimes in a soft breeze. Touch is the very first sense we develop because it's how we figure out the world around us. What sorts of objects do you find tactically pleasing? Think about the electricity you feel when you hug your loved ones, or perhaps consider that cozy soft blanket you like to cuddle in for comfort. We're eating or drinking throughout the day, but how often do we slow down and savor that what we're tasting? Taste can bring you back to your childhood or transport you to a favorite vacation spot. Take time to really taste that sip of coffee, the first bite of an apple, or the sensation of some other food hitting your tongue. And finally, scent. Scent is a strong memory trigger. The fragrance of a loved one's perfume or cologne may bring a smile to your face. The smell of your favorite meal may invoke a special happening memories. What can you smell right now? How does that smell make you feel? By utilizing your senses to live in the moment, we leave behind negative thoughts. There's much more to be grateful for when we really consider the many blessings we are offered through our senses. Another way to practice gratitude is meditation. Gratitude meditation involves focusing all awareness on a person, thing, or event which a person is grateful for, and sending all energy and awareness there is instead of letting it be leaked out someplace else. It is an age-old practice which has gotten lost in our focus of personal gain and progression. According to Jack Kornfield, Buddhist monks begin each day with the chant of gratitude for the blessings in their life. Native American elders begin each ceremony with grateful prayers to Mother Earth and Father Sky, to the four directions, to the animal, plant, and mineral brothers and sisters who share our earth and support our life. In Tibet, the monks and nuns even offer prayers of gratitude for the suffering they have been given. There are many, many ways to practice gratitude meditation, all of which vary depending on your lifestyle and location. At its core, gratitude meditation is a profoundly simple exercise, which often can include taking time to simply appreciate the water that's in your kettle as it boils. In fact, it is so simple that it might not seem effective at first, but over time, the ability to stop and tune accurately to the present moment and appreciate each little drop of coffee that rises from the kettle will extend itself into other aspects of your daily life, and you'll start to notice yourself becoming a little bit more present and grateful. Meditation is also a great way to clear your mind of negativity. There are many meditation techniques to choose from, but for today, I'm going to focus on two types. The first meditation is a powerful tool to help enhance your gratitude practice, and is known as Naikan. The practice is centered on three questions. Have I received from? Have I been given to? What troubles and difficulties have I caused? When you practice, ask yourself these three questions. Use your response to provide a foundation for reflecting on all relationships, including those with parents, friends, teachers, siblings, work associates, children, and partners. You can also reflect on a specific period of time, one day, or a holiday visit from your family. For example, you can use these questions, what have I received from my mom? What have I given to my mom? What troubles and difficulties have I caused to my mom? The second is also a very powerful meditation and is called mindful meditation. Mindful meditation involves focusing your attention on your breathing as well as taking moments to simply observe and be aware of the things around you and within you. The purpose of the practice is to train your mind to be firmly focused on the present moment. I encourage you to use your gratitude list for inspiration. During your meditation, when you catch your mind wander, bring it back with a reminder of something you are grateful for. Here's a simple guide that you can do. Begin in a comfortable seated position. Leaving your eyes open with a relaxed self-focus, take one deep breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Gently close your eyes on your exhalation and resume normal breathing. Take a moment to pause and enjoy being present in the moment. Feel the pressure of your body on the chair beneath you, the feet on the floor, and the hands and the arms just resting on your legs. Gently bring the focus back to your breathing and notice the breath and the body with this rising and falling sensation. When you realize that your mind has wandered, and it will, gently bring the focus back to your breath and your gratitude list. Gradually bring the attention back to your body and the space around you. Then gently open your eyes again. Take a moment to soak in how that felt before going about your day. Start with 2 or 3 minutes a day, working up to 20 minutes for optimal benefits, and most importantly, enjoy. One of my favorite ways to practice gratitude is through nature. When is the last time you stop and smell a flower or admire a butterfly? It is in these quiet moments you can give some of the time for reflection in your day. If you're not already in the habit of connecting with nature, I have some tips to get you started. Find a local park to walk through after dinner or visit on the weekend. Plant pollinating flowers in your yard or start an herb garden. Learn about native plants and how to care for them. Start a compost in your yard to reduce waste. Pick up trash on your walks. There is no limit to the things you can do in nature to both express and fuel your gratitude. Commit to getting out in nature more often. Just 30 minutes a day can leave a lasting, uplifting feeling. Another practice to increase your gratitude is creating a gratitude board to reinforce the practice of gratitude in your life. If you ever created a vision board, this task will be very easy for you. Instead of creating a vision board, you will be creating a gratitude board. The goal of your gratitude board is to help you maintain thankfulness for what you already have while looking forward to your dreams. It plays a role in the law of attraction. It is the key to your happiness. You can create a digital board, a physical board, or whatever works for you. Ingratitude is defined as a discernible lack of gratitude, and it can happen for many reasons. As an emotion, gratitude is so powerful because it generates positivity that both reaches inward and extends outward. For some, the expression and feeling of gratitude comes easy. However, for others, the act of practicing gratitude can be a little bit more difficult. This is because we're all wired differently due to genetics, brain structure, and personal traits. For example, envy, materialism, narcissism, and cynicism can act as barriers to gratitude. One of the greatest themes of thankfulness is dwelling on what we do not have. It is a great challenge to be both grateful and envious or materialistic at the same time. Have you ever felt both at the same time? Feelings of entitlement is also a powerful inhibitor of gratitude. For example, narcissistic individuals may not even notice that a gift has occurred because they believe they are entitled to the benefit. However, there is good news. No matter where you land on the spectrum of gratitude, there are exercises, such as the ones that I mentioned above, that you can do to increase your levels of gratefulness. In fact, neuroscience research has shown that gratitude practice can change your brain activity. One of the most profound and powerful ways to deepen your gratitude is through written words. Gratitude journaling only takes a few minutes a day, but it can give you a lasting mood boost that can take you from feeling okay to feeling great on a more regular basis. Regularly journaling about the good things in your life can help prepare and strengthen you to deal with the rough patches as they pop up. All you have to do is spend a few minutes each day writing down or typing the things you are grateful for. Additionally, here are some writing prompts to help you start your gratitude journal. List 5 small ways that you can share your gratitude today. Write about a person in your life that you're especially grateful for and why. What are you grateful for about in the city or town that you live in? Write about the music you're thankful to be able to listen to and why. Write a letter to someone who has positively impacted your life, however big or small. The best way to continually reap the benefits of gratitude is to identify new things you are grateful for each day. You might always be grateful for your family. However, repeating the same things week after week doesn't keep your brain on alert for fresh, new things to be grateful for. Try getting as specific as possible when you describe what you're grateful for. Instead of simply writing, "I'm grateful for my family," write what you're grateful for. Some examples: "I'm grateful that my partner prepared us a meal tonight," or "I'm grateful for my coworker for making me laugh." Part of embracing an attitude of gratitude means taking the time to find the little details that make up the beauty within your life. When it comes to the benefits of gratitude, there is no short supply of evidence. Psychologists have found that over time, feelings of gratitude boost happiness while fostering both physical and psychological health. Those facing mental health issues also benefit from the increase of positive self-talk that can result from gratitude practice. According to the Greater Good Science Center, the following benefits can be achieved from gratitude practice: increased happiness and positive mood, more satisfaction with life, less materialistic, less likely to experience burnout, better physical health, better sleep, less fatigue, lower levels of cellular inflammation, greater resiliency, and it encourages the development of patience, humility, and wisdom. Additional benefits on a group level include increased pro-social behaviors, employee effectiveness, and job satisfaction, and stronger relationships. Amazingly, brain scans of people assigned a task that stimulates expression of gratitude show lasting changes in the prefrontal cortex that heighten sensitivity to future experiences of happiness and gratitude. Interestingly, gratitude has a broadening effect on how we think and how we look at the world. Now, here are three ways gratitude can benefit our minds. It reduces stress and pain relief. The neural networks that light up when we socialize and experience pleasure are also activated when we're feeling grateful. These regions also regulate heart rate and arousal levels and are associated with stress relief and thus pain reduction. Feelings of gratitude create a more relaxed body state, thus also reducing stress. Gratitude also improves our sleep. A recent study found that the moments before falling asleep, grateful people are less likely to think negative and worrying thoughts and more likely to think positive thoughts. The impact this has on overall quality and duration of sleep is significant, as negative thoughts are linked to disturbed sleep, dreams, and even lower physical functioning and cortisol production during sleep time. By accessing the positive side of life on our daily experiences before we settle down to sleep, we are automatically inviting a more subtle and satisfactory ability to access and maintain deeper levels of sleep. A study found that gratitude is uniquely related to total sleep quality, subjective sleep quality, sleep latency, sleep duration, and daytime dysfunction. This study states, pre-sleep cognitions mediate the relationship between trait gratitude and sleep quality. When falling asleep, grateful people are less likely to think negative and worrying thoughts and more likely to think positive thoughts. This means that the way we spend our final waking moments before bedtime have a considerable effect on the quality of sleep that we receive. Gratitude also improves our health over time. Because gratitude relies on the brain networks associated with social bonding and stress relief, grateful feelings lead to health benefits over time. It also reduces depression. One of the many benefits you can gain from gratitude practice is saying goodbye to negativity. In fact, it's pretty difficult to feel depressed or sorry for yourself when you feel grateful. The mental practice of gratitude may even be able to change and rewire the brain. Some evidence suggests that gratitude may induce structural changes in the very same parts of the brain that are impacted by depression. Teaching a child to incorporate gratitude into their day is a great way to enhance your own gratitude practice too, especially because they have a fresh perspective about the world around them. The return on investment in teaching children the practice of gratitude provides unlimited emotional well-being. Teaching children about gratitude is a very important task. One crucial aspect is to help children understand that gratitude is more than just saying the words thank you. They must learn to feel gratitude in order to be effective. The best way to reinforce the act of gratitude is to be thankful for all the things we already have and practice gratitude daily. One way to do this is to help children imagine what it will be like to live without the things that they have and value. A fun way to encourage children's daily practice and create fun visualizations is to create a gratitude tree. To find directions on how to do one, Google it and you'll find many options on the internet. Now, here are some other fun ideas that kids will love. Help them create a gratitude jar and provide paper for them to add, write down, or draw something they are grateful for each day. At the end of the week, you can review what they added together. Help them write thank you letters to people in the community, such as their school's bus driver, teachers, or police officers. Take the time to learn something new together. Then talk about how the subject you learn about affects the world around you. A great place to start is to visit a museum, a zoo, or by watching a science-based documentary. For example, how cool is it that we get to live in the same planet as elephants and giraffes? The more people you share your gratitude with, the deeper your practice will grow. Now, here's some other ideas that you can do just to do that. Include an act of kindness in your life each day. Reward effort. If someone does something nice for you, do something nice for them. Say thank you for the little things your loved ones do for you, things you normally take for granted. Call someone and thank them for their presence in your life. Write a thank you note or give a small gift to someone who has helped you. By now, you understand the importance of gratitude and you know the multitude of its benefits, so it's time to put your knowledge into practice. And the best way to deepen your practice is by mixing up your methods. For example, if your journaling is getting stale, replace the practice with something else like meditation for a few days. Try one of these fun ideas to help you get started. Post quotes and images that remind you to be grateful around the house. Make a gratitude collage, cut out pictures of all the things that you are grateful for. Now, as we near the end of our time together, I'd like to take this opportunity to allow you to think about your gratitude list for right now. It doesn't have to be long, but I really do encourage you to do this exercise. Make sure you're sitting comfortably with your eyes closed. Take a few deep breaths to steady your mind. Now take the next 10 to 15 seconds to think about three things you are grateful for this moment. Not earlier today, not this weekend, but right now. Write them down. Take the next few minutes to be honest with yourself about how you're feeling. Part of practicing gratitude involves being emotionally aware and capable of acknowledging feelings for what they are when they arise. In this way, we become more capable of cultivating states of ease and calm because we are more attuned to the initial stages or sensations which may not be so calm or easy. This is called awareness. One of the reasons I love sharing this topic is because gratitude really is the gift that keeps on giving. It has a powerful ripple effect that can start with a simple thank you as someone opens the door for you, and yet it results in lasting feelings of self-worth, strength, and emotional awareness. So now is my turn to express my gratitude for you. I am so grateful for you joining me today, and I really hope you have learned beneficial ways you can cultivate gratitude and all its benefits in your life. I truly believe that gratitude has the potential to change the world and elevate our relationships. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Remember, I'm always here to help. If you have any questions about gratitude, feel free to email me at contacttony@drtonycamacho.com. And I will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Multidimensional Health Show. For more information or to schedule a private consultation, go to www.drtonycamacho.com. Have a great week.